Exhibit A Ballot Measure, Full Text of Measure, Introduction to Ensure Excellence in Kent Fields Public Education by Supporting Superior Core Programs, Attracting and Retaining Highly Qualified Teachers, Maintaining Small Class Sizes, and Enhancing Enrichment Programs, shall the Kent Field School District be authorized to levy $1,600 per parcel annually for 10 years, increase rates by 5% per year, provide a senior citizens exemption, implement an annual financial audit, and have all funds stay local. Statement of Purposes: to provide local revenue that cannot be taken by the state and to aid in maintaining public education in our schools, the Kent Field School District proposes to levy and collect a qualified special parcel tax as described below, and to implement accountability measures in connection with the special parcel tax to provide oversight and accountability to ensure that funds are used to ensure excellence in core academic programs, attract and retain highly qualified teachers, maintain small class sizes, and enhance enrichment programs. The Board of Trustees will utilize parcel tax proceeds for the purposes listed above, unless the Board of Trustees determines in any given year that changes in student population, fiscal constraints, or other changes in state or federal funding make doing so unfeasible or inadvisable. In any event, the Board of Trustees will not fund any program or reduction other than those listed above from the proceeds of the special parcel taxes. Special tax and procedures. Special tax generally. Subject to two-thirds approval of the voters, the special tax of $1,600 per parcel with an annual 5% rate increase shall be levied and collected for a period of 10 years, commencing July 1, 2019, and be collected by the Marin County Tax Collector at the same time as and along with, and shall be subject to the same penalties as general ad valorem taxes collected by said tax collector. Definition of parcel. A parcel is defined as any unit of land in the district that receives a separate tax bill from the Marin County Tax Collector. However, with respect to any parcel that is classified by the Marin County Assessor as a timeshare property for the purposes of levying and collecting the special tax against such parcels, to the extent permitted by law, such levy shall be set in amount proportional to the percentage of the year owned by said timeshare. Exemptions. The following exemptions shall apply to the levy of the qualified special tax: otherwise exempt property. All property that would otherwise be exempt from property taxes shall also be exempt from the parcel tax. Senior citizen exemption. An exemption shall be available to persons who are 65 years or older and own and occupy as a principal residence a parcel subject to the parcel tax. Exclusive procedures. The procedures described herein with respect to the levy and collection of the special tax and exemptions and any additional procedures established by the Board of Trustees shall be the exclusive claims procedure for claimants seeking an exemption, refund, reduction, or recomputation of the special parcel tax. Whether any particular claim is to be resolved by the district or by the county shall be determined by the district in coordination with the county as necessary. The district's Board of Trustees shall adopt such additional or supplemental procedures as it deems necessary or convenient for the administration of the qualified special tax. Accountability measures. Legally required accountability measures in accordance with the requirements of California Government Code Sections 50075.1 and 50075.3. The following accountability measures, among others, shall apply to the special parcel taxes levied in accordance with this measure. A. The specific purposes of the special parcel tax shall be only those purposes identified above. B. The proceeds of the special parcel tax shall be applied only to those specific purposes identified above. C. A separate special account shall be created into which the proceeds of the special parcel taxes must be deposited. And D. An annual written report shall be made by the district's chief fiscal officer to the Board of Trustees of the district showing 1. The amount of funds collected and expended from the proceeds of the special taxes, and 2. The status of any projects, programs, or purposes required or authorized to be funded from the proceeds of the special taxes as identified above. Protection of funding. Current law forbids any decrease in state or federal funding to the district because of the district's adoption of a parcel tax. However, if any such funds are reduced because of the adoption of this parcel tax, then the amount of the special parcel taxes will be reduced annually as necessary in order to restore such state or federal funding. Severability. The Board of Trustees of the district hereby declares, and the voters by approving this measure concur, that every section, paragraph, sentence, and clause of this measure has independent value, and the Board of Trustees and the voters would have adopted each provision hereof regardless of every other provision hereof. Upon approval of this measure by the voters, should any part be found by a court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid for any reason, all remaining parts hereof shall remain in full force and effect to the fullest extent allowed by law.